So the miracle actually happened. God warns Pharaoh. Pharaoh doesn't trust or believe in this God. So the steak is finally produced and everything turns bloody. And the stinking is real. And Pharaoh has no alternative than to seek help. Do you want to reach where you'll be acting or coming to God in desperation? Or do you want to quickly, when he points to a sin in our life, do you want to immediately turn to him, agree with him that what you have done or thought or said is not right, and then seek forgiveness? Because that's why Jesus died on the cross, instead of leading ourselves to destruction. Maybe this morning there's something God is pointing out in your life. And he's saying, you are likely to go through a very difficult time when I try to turn you towards me. Instead of going through it, because that's why you are getting the warning, why can't you turn back to God? Why can't you say no to that relationship, illicit relationship that is slowly developing? Maybe you have not talked to her, you have not talked to him, but your emotions are leading you that direction. Why don't you cut it before you have to go through the plague? Maybe it's a corruption issue, and you're tending to where you are justifying that you are not the one behind it, that you are only benefiting. And God is saying, instead of you having to go through a plague, why don't you turn into repentance? Yes, Pharaoh was warned. He didn't take the warning. So his country ended up in the devastation.